Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Caretory Room. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday the 13th, our very, very special and spiritual day. A lucky day, I might add. You're blessed. The 13th can be a magnetism for drawing you and bringing energy to you and elevating your forces. So you are in good company today. We'd like to welcome you to another day in the Care to Read Room. Our topic we've been discussing, the blessing for the youngest child in the family and receiving the right hand of Ifa. Destiny reading. What is a destiny reading? And why does a child need a destiny reading? And why does anyone need a destiny reading? Now, yesterday we deviated to talk to the young men out there, the fellows. And we're going to continue to talk to the fellows because we don't want you to think that you've been left out. And we're going to talk to those young women today, too. So we're going to couple that duality with the young women and the young men, because they all need conversing with. And we all need to make ourselves available, mothers and fathers and elders, to our young people. They are looking for someone to mentor them, and they want to talk to us, but they want us to be able to pass the baton so that they can take our lineage and carry it on and become our namesake. So how does one receive the blessing? And how can they talk to you, elders, about giving them the blessing? Now, will their birthright be stolen, and will they lose their legacy because you'll die with it in your hand or in your heart? Or will you pass it on to those young people? Well, I'm going to do just that. For you young people and my fans in the Facebook room, I'm speaking just to you because I've never seen such a group of people that were so eager to connect until I went to Facebook. It touches my heart and warms my heart when I see the young people trying to reach out. And it is my desire to reconnect with you. Wherever you might be on Facebook, I hope I'm connecting to you now because I'm dedicating this show to the Facebook friends from Westside High. I say to those Westside High, those Westside Cougars, what up, Westside Cougars? This one goes out to you, baby, because Westside was the kind of school you wanted to be from. I'm from Westside. Class of 72, why don't you stand up all over the diaspora? And those classes that are beyond that, stand up too, take your proper places, because you truly are an example for the city of Gary, Indiana. It is a great thing to come from something great. And don't let anybody tell you that there is nothing good that can come out of Gary. There is something good, and there is a bomb in Gilead. Say it with me. There is a bomb in Gilead, Gary, Indiana. The bomb is going to come up right from this place, an insignificant place on the map that everyone had forgotten about and thought it was wasteful. It will spring up again. But you have to be ready. Are your hearts right? Are you on a path of destiny? Have you found the direction for your life? Well, I'm going to help you find it today because there's one in the wilderness who cries out. There's one in the wilderness who wants to reconnect with those young people today in duality, the young man and the young woman. That's right, because they're looking for communion. They're looking for opportunities and a reason to become wedded. And they need us, parents. They need us. So don't disconnect from them. I'm speaking to my sons out there. They know their mama's always missing them and reconnecting with them. They know that the young people are on my heart. So I'm speaking to my biological sons, as well as my future friends and young people who are looking to connect. Well, come on to the Facebook and reconnect, because we are bringing life there. You can find life and restoration there, and you can find the reason to elevate your high frequency. And that's what OMI is about. Almost 60 years old, still got the vibration going strong, and can still zap you with the energy and lift you. Hi-yi-yi-yi-yi. I thought you were ready to go on a high trip today. This is Friday. This is a day we're going to kick it up, and we're going to start kicking it up with my girlfriend and your girlfriend. You know who she is. She's the one that brings us the tears and the pain when she goes through her situation out there. And we ought to know something about this young lady because she is periodically sang us to sleep at night when we couldn't do anything else for ourselves. Stay tuned and listen to Aretha Franklin, my queen of souls. Me to give you all you need. ladies and gentlemen.
Now, there you heard it from the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, in the house tonight. And we're talking to those young ladies this evening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring your attention to our routine ritual. If you'll stand with me in a position that you're going to receive from the Creator, let's walk over to the talking cure area. I've been saying cure the read room, but it's our talking cure area. Why don't you walk over there with me? With your hands up in position for prayer, come to the order for prayer. I like to pour libation to Akamare, the higher self, the God of this universe. I say libation. I pour libations to my mother spirit, Yamanja, for my mother, Clara Jenkins. I say Ashe. I pour libation for my father's spirit, Obatala, for Robert Jenkins. I say. I pour libation to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libation to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, finally, and say Ashe. If there be one among you who is ill or sick with the palsy, who needs someone to reach in and to intercede on their behalf, the energy frequencies are here, family. Now is the time to tap in. We're talking about the blessing. And the blessing is here. It's been in the atmosphere. Why don't you reach in and tap? The frequencies are high today. Why don't you reach in and tap and get the blessing for your family? The blessing not only for your youngest child, but for your teenager, for your adult child that is lacking the blessing. This is the time that we ought to tap into the frequencies. And I'm going to ask Sheikh Diaz to be a witness today. I'm going to ask the Garveyite people to be a witness today, Dr. Carruthers to be a witness, Malcolm X to be a witness, Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta Queen King to be a witness today, Nina Simone to be a witness today. I'm going to ask Doc Ben to be a witness today, John Henry Clark to be a witness today, and I'm going to ask that you will stand in the gap and that you will allow these ancestors to frequent your vibration, and may we stand on their shoulders today and receive from them the gift, the blessing, and the sanction, because our birthright has been stolen, and today our topic will be, how do you know your birthright has been stolen, and what must you do to get your birthright back? All right, ladies and gentlemen, the topic in discussion is open now, and the room is open. And our chat room is definitely open. And for those of you who would like to be a part of this discussion, please call in at 646-478-0270. Our phone lines are now officially on the air, and they're open. Our chat rooms are open. If you care to be a co-host in our chat rooms, you're welcome to come in and to send me a little note, and then I can set you up as a co-host in our chat room, and you can be performing live right here in the Care to Read room. Now, our topic today is our birthright. Someone has stolen our birthright, and the question is, how do we know? Because if you say you love Jesus, and if you say God and Jesus are somebody you know, then you are connected royally. You must understand that God and Jesus had no known next of kin and no mother or father. But nevertheless, we're in the lineage and the birth line to be recipients of the order of Melchizedek and the order of Oromola, which is also Jesus. So therefore, you're in the birth line. Now, if you're in the birth line, and someone has taken your raw blessing, and you have no destiny, you think, and you have no direction for your life, what do you suppose has happened? What has happened, ladies and gentlemen? You have lost contact with yourself. you have forgotten who you were. Only if you could remember who you were, if you could come up out of that anesthesis, if you could come up out of that deep sleep and wake up and find out that you are royalty and that you were descendants of kings and that your ancestors had left you a destiny, a birthright. Only if someone could rattle the cage and stir up the gift in you and bring you to consciousness. Right now, you're in a subconscious state of mind. We all are. Some of us are halfway there at our spiritual level. We're still yet asleep. I don't care how much progress you said you made last night and how much progress you made last week. We're still behind in our spiritual consciousness, and we're still waking up, and we're not there yet. Because if we were, we'd be able to do great and wonderful, magnificent things. Did not Jesus say that greater things that we will do? Then where are the greater things? Isn't a fruit known by its tree? Why aren't we raising people from the dead? Why aren't we consciously elevating ourselves to a level of a state? Why have we fallen lower than a refugee? That is because we don't know ourselves, and we don't know our birthright. But you can take your birthright by force. You can take back your birthright by force. It's going to be done with violence. And some things Jesus said will have to come with violence. When he went into the money exchanging tables where the money was being exchanged, he took back something that belonged to you and I, but he took it with force and with violence. And young men and women, you have a war. There is a war, but you've turned your ammunition on the wrong people. You've got to stop turning the ammunition on yourself and realize that your warfare is not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds. Your spiritual ability to go into a deep trance and to fight the battle and the war in the spirit realm is still yet awaits you. You only need to be led to it. You need to know who and where you came from and what powers you have. Now, your destiny is within your hand, but you must take back your destiny. In order to be on a path, you must know what your destiny is. And once you find out the power and authority you possess, you will speak with authority and power. You will go in a place and command respect, not by the way you physically abuse someone, but by the way you reverence yourself around them. A true leader knows what authority he holds. He walks in and speaks with authority, and all power is in his or her hand. I said his and her hand, so you know that even I, woman, can usurp myself to obtain authority. Most people don't know me in this town and had not a clue of the authority and power that I possess because I was slow to be brought to the forefront. God was still working on me. And as he grew me up in the spirit, he gave me authority and boldness to go forward to speak to men of affairs in great estates and in great positions. And now they want me on their team, and they don't know why, because I speak with such authority. Ladies and gentlemen, you can possess authority too, but you must know from which and where you came so you'll know how to handle this authority when you bestowed it this power. Power is the ability to define a thing and to make others accept it as their own. There is a large number of you in this room today that have accepted Ifah as well as Yoruba as your own, and you don't even know why. But because of the power and authority I hold to deliver this information, you have now accepted the philosophy of Ifah and the course of living a pious life and a life with Iwa Pelu. You have embraced it because you know it's right and good for you, because Ifah will mend all of our broken hearts. Ifa Yoruba will end the war to finding out how to bring about harmonious behavior amongst the Caucasian as well as amongst the white. Ifa will mend your broken heart, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let anyone fool you. You have been chosen as a royal priesthood, and you have always been chosen. You just did not know yourself. So how do you get the blessing, you say, Omi? The blessing is already there. The blessing has always been there. You only need to walk in it. And when you walk in that blessing, the blessings will begin to beget more blessings. Now, children, put away those things of your youth and take on the things of authority and of adulthood. And know that your desires and all of the things that you need will be right in the presence of you. But you must understand, you must know your purpose and why you came here. And as you receive the right hand of Ifa, Ifa will always be with you, and the blessing will stay with you. And it will be in your household, and you'll pass it down to the thousand generation for them that love God. But for them that hate God and all of the dealings with God, they will be cursed down to the thousand generation. Now, children, have put away those things of the past. We're talking to grown men and grown women. And mothers, you are going to have to address them as grown men and grown women. You're going to have to tell them things as if they are adults now, not talking to them like children. So where is our birthright, and who has it, and how do we go take an army and get it? Those who are possessing and controlling the affairs of man are the ones that are holding on to your birthright. With your very birth certificate comes collateral. There's money in your name to identify you as being collateral. Now, don't ask me to go into that full story, but each and every one of you, little by little, will come into your own consciousness of who you are. But while you're on this earth, you must walk in stature. You must always understand that your father was with royalty and you are an heir of a throne. There is nothing poor about you. You couldn't sub any situation if you wanted to. It's only a mindset. Now, I'm going to help you do a brainwashing to wash out those false concepts that you've held so true, and you've held those truths to be self-evident that we're wrong. Just like our 14th and 13th Amendment made us believe that we were free and that the slaves had had Emancipation Proclamation and that they were free. But wrong. We were sold a bill of goods. And we were told that as property, we're no longer property of the state, but we are still property of the states, like it or not, we are still property of the state and still owned by the state. To prove it to you, get up and try to walk out of this state without paying taxes or without relinquishing all the bills you owe, and you'll soon find out how much you're still into slavery. So what do you have to do? You have to stop carrying yourself like a slave. You have to stop functioning as a slave does and answering to the master as a slave does. You have to know that you're a free bondsman. In order to be a free bondsman, you have to have sovereignty. So I want you to search after sovereignty, understanding what sovereignty means, understanding what your rights mean, and understanding what rights you have. Because someone don't tell you your rights, don't think an enemy is going to tell you what your rights are. You're going to have to search after all knowledge and understanding. And in all you're getting, get wisdom. Because wisdom cries out to you in the street. Get wisdom in all you're getting. But we walk after material things for some strange reason. We are creatures that have gravitated to the sparkling and shining things that we think will not tarnish over time. Spirit is only eternal. Material things will perish over time. Do not get hooked on the material things. They are things and stuff to carry you over. Use what you can from the things and stuff, but do not place any hope into those things. And don't let anyone fool you. Let they're exchanging these things for your funds and your time, and you're giving up your soul. Hold on to something. Hold on to your soul, because you're going to need it for spirit. Spirit is lasting. That is what you want to gravitate to. So how do you know your purpose, you say, Omi? Then you seek after God. On a day-to-day basis, you hold conferences with God like I do during the libation. Something he or she will say, and I'm going to say God as a she, because she is a womb, and she is that substance that was a dark pit, and she is the one that said, let us make man in our own image. I'm going to say she, and be incorrect and politically correct. Whoever don't like it, come behind me with research and prove me wrong. But I have no time to debate with you today. My purpose is to let you know that we have gone far too long without knowing who we are, women, and not knowing our proper places. You are a God. Ye are God's little children, and you have overcome them. And now that you know you're that womb, you're that pit woman, and you're that spiritual side of God, why don't you act like God? Why don't you stop perverting yourself in the courtyard, in the media? Stop taking your clothes off and start acting pious like a God. Because God has given you the spirit and the power, and you have the authority within your loins, and you can speak truth into lies, women. So why don't you do it, young women? You don't need to gain a man's insight because he's looking at your illustrious countenance. That man will love you anyway by virtue of your ability to have a mind. And your mind becomes a continent. Not your boobs and your butt, but your mind will become a continent. Someone will fall in love with your mind and begin to see that you are truly God. And once a man sees that, you need not take your clothes off to appease that man. Put your clothes back on, women, and stand up and be a God and be erect, and then have men run after you and follow after you, not because of what you have on, but because of what's in your mind. Now, I'm telling you what I know. As a 58-year-old woman, if I can come to you and speak to you in this manner, you must know that God has preserved me for this time and this hour. And we must understand that youthfulness is in our loins. And we can have our minds, and we can have clear clairvoyant speaking and clear clairvoyant seeing into the lives of our loved ones and ourselves, and audio clairvoyant hearing in other known places and other continents too. But we have to cultivate our skills. We cannot just be cultivating our hairstyles and cultivating our nails and our bras. It is up to us to get into the spiritual things if we are not married. Those that are not married gets into the spiritual things of God and the things of God they care for. But for those married women, let them care for their husbands. So women, we got some work to do. Don't go telling me they won't let me, they won't do this thing. You're God. How is it that somebody's going to keep a God out? When you know who you are, you permeate yourself in that manner. It's only because you don't know who you are. And when you don't know who you are, you'll perform in a childlike manner in a materialistic world. Even though we have a materialistic world, you must gravitate to the spiritual world. Let go of the materialistic world. Let all those things go. Those that must find their life must lose their life. So as you lose your life to the materialistic world, take hold to the spiritual world and hold on tight. Because I'm telling you, the spirit world is going to take you to the underworld. It's going to allow you to see things that you can't see with the natural eye. Your chakras will be open. Your third eye will be open. And your medulla oblongata will be open. And you'll begin to see things in the spirit and call things that be not as though they were. Women, be like a Shulamite woman. Believe in the things you can't see. Be like a Shulamite woman and speak things. Cry loud and lift up your voice like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgression. If you don't believe me, let somebody know that you're God, and they will leave you alone because they don't want to mess with God. They will stand back and walk away from you because they don't know who is God. And when you tell them you're God, they have no better judgment than to respect that you're God, because all evidence and documentation that is coming out in the scientific books, according to Dr. Deborah Blair, and he will back me up on that. He is our in-house resident on these facts. That woman has been known to be God for a long, long time. And particularly the African woman has been known to have brought all civilization into being. And if everyone came through our loins that were living today, then that should tell you we're some kind of God. So if you don't stand up, women, you're going to lay down for something. But you got to stand up. Don't let men use your body like a cesspool. And don't let men pervert you to the point where you're taking your continence and you're exposing yourself. You got to come out of these clubs and you got to stop shaking that booty down in the discotheques. That's a private thing. If you want to do that for your men, close the door. Shut the door. And don't let anyone else in if you want to bump it to the ground. But don't stand in front of a courtyard shaking your rear end. Now, we got to call it what it is. We have not, because we have been stiff-necked women out here doing things we shouldn't be doing. And I'm going to tell it to you straight. Like it or not, you're going to have to pull yourself together if you're looking for a good husband. And you're going to have to straighten yourself out if you want to be a mother of some man's child. Do you not know if you pervert yourself and take a seed into your body, that seed will be perverted too? And men know, they've been taught not to put their seeds into wayward women. And women, some of you have gotten so doggy dog